Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, this is Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Coming up, we start our Elvis celebration because 2017 marks 40 years after his passing, so we'll remember him with special interviews, Elvis songs, cover tunes, and so much more. This week, we chat with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Country Music Hall of Famer, and Rockabilly Hall of Famer, Brenda Lee.
When I was growing up, we were very rural, South, poor, no television. I was on TV before I had a TV.
Much more with Brenda coming up as we chat with her about her career and Elvis, of course. We also get new tunes from the Kokomo Kings, the Mavericks, Truly Lover Trio, Dexter Shaw and the Wolftones, Mo Al Jazz, as well as tunes from Jittery Jack, Dean Z, and so much more. Now let's kick it off with something brand new from rockabilly legend Hayden Thompson. From his new album, Learning the Game on Blue Light Records, this is To the Bone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
To the bone. Like a traveler on my walk, like a stranger, I've done my talk. I gotta be honest to the bone. I gotta be honest to the bone. The road I go ain't always right. Deep in my heart, there's a guiding light. I gotta be honest to the bone. I gotta be, always be honest to the bone. Some say I do, some say I don't. What it's worth, you know I won't. I gotta be honest to the bone. I gotta be, always be honest to the bone. I'm a traveler, I've done my walk. I'm a stranger, I've done my talk. I gotta be honest to the bone. I gotta be honest to the bone. I gotta be honest to the bone. I gotta be honest to the bone.
Hey everybody, this is Slim Jim Phantom, and you're listening to my buddy Jammin' James Riley on the Rockabilly Blues Radio Hour.
We've been driving all night long just to reach our destination in your town. We've come 500 miles, everyone's asleep, there's not a sound. Steak and eggs, 14 orange juice.
Georgia, Kansas City, Colorado, California. Well, it's the last night of our tour. Gonna rock you through the roof, just wait and see. Yeah, well, 18 miles from Memphis.
18 miles from Memphis.
Oh, 18 miles from Memphis.
18 miles from Memphis.
Yeah, 18 miles from Memphis.
18 miles from Memphis.
Oh, 18 miles from Memphis.
Miles to Memphis from the album Rant and Rave with the Stray Cats. Still on the way is our discussion with Little Miss Dynamite Brenda Lee. But first, let's hear some blues from Mo Al Jazz, Dexter Shaw and the Wolftones, and this one from the Kokomo Kings, title cut to their latest Too Good to Stay Away From.
Should have stayed all the night. She moved into town. My glass to the brim. She keep on pouring till I can swim. She's too good to stay away from. I know I shouldn't. I just want her handsome. She's got a big bottle. Here's my glass to the brim.
Music got me on the floor. But it's crazy, ain't you heard? crazy mixed up world.
Tone Records presents the new 45 single release from Levi Dexter and the Gretsch Brothers.
Man, I mean, okie boogie, it nearly drives you wild.
Levi Dexter and the Gretsch Brothers present the limited edition, individually numbered single release of Okie Boogie
and Seven Nights to Rock.
Seven Nights to Rock. I got seven nights to roll.
Mastered at Capitol Records at the Capitol Tower in Hollywood. Available now at BernieDexter.com, JohnnyCool.com, and The Vinyl Bunker in Nashville, Tennessee. We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Mo Al Jazz and Friends with Nobody But You. It's from the album The Blues of Little Walter. Dexter Shaw and the Wolf Tones before that, and Mixed Up World from their album Dexton. Our chat with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Brenda Lee is up next. So let's start things off with a tune from 1957. It's Dynamite from Brenda Lee.
Hi, this is Brenda Lee from Nashville, Tennessee. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jam and James Riley.
Dynamite.
You're dynamite.
Dynamite.
You're dynamite.
Babadoo,
babadoo. Because you're dynamite.
such big attraction, chain reaction. Things to me, they ought to make you air sign of danger. TNT, love me right. Hey, baby, let's make history tonight. The power of 1 hour of love delight. Just knocks me out like dynamite. Because you're dynamite. Because you're dynamite.
Hey, Jam and James Riley, and I am so excited to have Little Miss Dynamite with me. Brenda Lee.
How are you?
I am so good. We're out here at the inaugural Nashville Elvis Festival.
I think it'll be back.
I think so, too.
I really do. I'm very proud to do this and be a part of it, and I really do. It's been great.
There's a statistic that just really stood out to me. You had 47 U.S. chart hits during the 60s, ranking fourth in that decade, only behind, get this, Ray Charles, the Beatles, and Elvis, who we're here for this weekend. That's pretty remarkable.
It was for a woman, because the record scene has changed somewhat. Boys buy records now. Back then, it was girls that bought records. And normally, girls buy guys' records. So for a girl to sustain a career back then was a pretty good accomplishment. But my fans were so good and so loyal, and God love them, they're still with me.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Country Music Hall of Fame, Rockabilly Hall of Fame, I would say they love you.
Well, you know, as I tell them when I talk to them each night in my show, none of this would be possible without them. I don't even know if they realize it. But back in the day, James, when you could call a radio station and say, hey, would you play Brenda Lee's whatever or Elvis Presley's whatever? You can't do that anymore. I guess you can, but it doesn't happen like it used to. And the fans really got involved. And God love them. They still spend their money. They still support artists like me who don't have a number one record, who haven't had a number one record in a long time, but they don't forget. And I love them for that.
Well, I gotta ask, who are some of your influences?
You know, I didn't have any. Okay. Because when I was growing up, we were very rural, South, poor, no television. I was on TV before I had a TV. And we had a radio, but we could only listen like a certain amount of time because we couldn't afford batteries every time we wanted them. So Mama would let me listen to the Grand Ole Opry, like on the weekends, because they liked it too, Mom and Daddy. And then the other thing we listened to was the Dodgers and the Yankees when they played, because Mama was a Dodgers and Daddy was a Yankees. So that's how I got my music. Plus, my mama used to sing me to sleep every night with Hank Williams songs. Mm. I didn't know what she was singing me, but later on when I asked her, I just knew the songs were good. And she said, they're Hank Williams songs. And my first record was a Hank Williams song, Jambalaya.
You know, it's amazing how Hank's music reached so many areas. Talking to Dion, that was one of his favorite artists. He loved Jambalaya, didn't know what it meant. None of his friends knew what it meant. They asked him. He's like, I don't know. Just sounds cool.
He's a Yankee. He doesn't know what Jambalaya means, but he's my bud, too. But no, you know, when you, it's always like I say, when a song is great, it's everything. Doesn't have to have a story behind it to say why it's great. When it's good, it's just everything.
Goodbye, Job. Me gotta go, me on my own. Me gotta go, pull the piro down the bio. My father, sweetest one, on my own. Son of a gun, we'll have a bigger fun on the bio. Jambalaya, crawfish, pine, the filly gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my shadow me, oh. Pick it up, feel fruit jar, and son of a gun, we'll have a bigger fun on the bio. Bebe Fontaine, the place is buzzing. Kinfolks come see Vaughn by the dozen. Dressed in style, go hog wild, oh my, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have a bigger fun on the bio. Jambalaya, crawfish, pine, a filly gumbo. Gonna see my share of me, oh. Pick it up, fill fruit jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have a bigger fun on the bio. Radio. Big guitar, Bill Fruit, Jar, and Miguel. Son of a gun, we'll have a bigger fun on the bio.
From 1956, that's our guest, Brenda Lee, and her very first single, a cover of the Hank Williams classic, Jambalaya, on the Bayou.
Your Grand Ole Opry debut, 1957, I believe?
I can tell you exactly. December 13th, 1957, with the great Elvis Presley.
How old were you at this point?
I was going to be 13, and he was just getting ready to go into the service. And he did That's All Right, Mama, and Blue Moon of Kentucky.
And the cool thing about this is you weren't just a fan looking for an autograph. You were a peer.
Well, yeah, we were in the industry together. And I later found out he was a fan of mine, and I certainly was a fan of his. Not because of his looks, not because of anything other than he was just great. He had the magic. He had the voice. I knew then at that young age, I am looking at someone that's going to make such a mark on this industry. It'll never happen again, and it never has.
And who could have predicted just how huge that was going to be? I don't know anybody knew what to call it.
I don't know that we still know what to call it. He was a phenomenon then. He's a phenomenon now. And who would have thought, what, 40 years after we lost him, that he's bigger today than he ever was? I mean, when does that happen?
It doesn't.
It just doesn't happen.
Was it a surprise to you of some of the rockabilly revivals over the years? And certainly we're going through another one now, new generations and young people discovering your music again with all this stuff. How is that for you?
Well, it's great. You know, it's great to have the young folks know who you are. But once again, it all goes back to what Owen said. A good song is a good song, and you can't outrun it. And if you're lucky enough to get some of them, go with it.
You guys had the magic of doing it live. You weren't doing the multi-tracks and everything.
Well, I think we started off with three tracks.
Okay, yeah.
And it was everybody in the studio, no baffles. We were all right out there with each other. We did head arrangements, which is there was nothing written down. Floyd may say, okay, I'm going to tinkle right here. And Grady would say, well, I'm coming in there. And Hank would say, well, I'm coming in after Grady. Boots will say, well, I'm going to take this part. And there you were. You had a record.
Well, here's a number to call if you want my loving. A number to call if you want turtle loving. A number I'm waiting all night long. Just a waiting and a waiting for you to phone. Bigelow 624. What's the matter? What's the matter? Why don't you call? Don't you love your little baby? No more at all. I'm waiting here, baby, not doing a thing. Just waiting for the doggone phone to ring. Bigelow 624. Had a fight and you left me the other night. Well, if the phone don't ring in a minute or two, I think I'll put the baby that I'll call you. Bigelow 624.
Introducing the debut self-titled album from Celine Lee.
Harry carried our love, I know. Sayonara, suckers.
featuring songs like Big Girls Cry,
Sayonara Sucka,
and Tease It to Jesus.
Celine Lee.
Available now for digital download and soon on 10-inch vinyl at sleazyrecords.com.
Celine Lee.
This is Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Bigelow's 6200. It's the B-side to Jambalaya. It's by our guest, Brenda Lee. We connected at the Nashville Elvis Festival, celebrating the memory of Elvis Presley, who passed away 40 years ago in 1977.
He also gave you a TLC necklace. You know, he had the TCB for the guys and TLC for... Tell us about that.
My TLC Tender Love and Care necklace is, of course, framed in my house, and I was going to bring it here, but I thought it'd be just my luck. I'd lay it down, and there it'd go. But yeah, I was lucky enough to get one of those, and I prize it, and I love it, and I have several Elvis artifacts in my music room, along with my other heroes like Fats Domino and Ella Fitzgerald and Judy Garland and Ray Charles and the Beatles. And I go from one extreme to the other because I've been able to work with all genres of music and know all the people in those genres and be friends with them. So from Tony Bennett to Elvis, there's a pretty wide spectrum in between there, and I've been lucky to know them.
You're judging in the Elvis Tribute Artist Contest, and ETAs, as we call them, Elvis Tribute Artists. They are so different than just somebody that's trying to impersonate. They really study and revere. How difficult? This seems like a difficult job.
Well, I've never judged one of these, and of course I knew Elvis. This is hard. These guys are good. I mean, you watch them, and I'm watching for things like even finger and hand, what they're doing with their hands, and because Elvis did more than just sing. He had his own body language, his own every kind of language on that stage, and these guys have got it down. I mean, this is going to be tough. They're all winners.
You knew Elvis,
yeah.
And sometimes when they get so close to what it is that surreal for you? Somebody you actually had a personal relationship with, Eamon?
Yeah, because a lot of these guys, if you close your eyes, certain phrases they do, you're like, oh, Lord, he's back, yeah. You know? These guys are wonderful, seriously. Like I said, I've never done this before, but I'd love to do it again. It's a lot of fun. And I don't want to say who's best, because they're all good. They're all just really good. I wish they could all win, but they're all winners because they're here.
You let them call me old Santa Claus, but I'm telling you.
That's the tune Just Because from Little Miss Dynamite. Our guest, Brenda Lee, appeared on her 1959 album Grandma, What Great Songs You Sang, which was the debut album for her. And of course, Elvis did a popular version recorded in 1954 at Sun Records, but was not released until it was included on his first full-length album on RCA after they bought the Sun Records masters. That was released in March of 1956. Let's get back to our chat with Brenda Lee.
Well, I know this is a tough one. Do you have an Elvis song? I'm not even going to ask maybe a favorite song, because most people are like, how do I pick a favorite song?
Oh, but I have one.
Okay, well, let's hear, what's your favorite Elvis song? And we'll play it for you.
Are You Lonesome Tonight?
That's a good one. Why is that one of your favorites?
Because I was on the road a lot after I married, and that song just hit home. Because I was so lonesome. And, you know, if I heard Elvis singing that, I'd just bawl and I'd say, oh, I want to go home. But no, just, you know, it just says it all. Do the chairs at your table seem empty and bare? I mean, my Lord, yeah. Is that prophetic or not?
Yeah.
Does your heart fill with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? Now, come on. You can't not love that. He had some great, great songs. When you look back at his discography and the depth of the writing on those songs, it's pretty amazing. Pretty, pretty amazing.
Well, absolute honor for me to be here with you. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us these stories and giving us a request.
Well, thank you. And hey, guys, are you lonesome tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. And I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if he won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
by request from Brenda Lee, her favorite Elvis song, Are You Lonesome Tonight? Written in 1926, Elvis recorded it in April 1960 after returning from the Army. It was suggested to him by his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, because it was his wife Marie's favorite song. It was released in November 1960, with RCA being a little unsure of how it would do, but it topped the Billboard Pop Singles chart and reached number 3 on the R&B chart, and it topped the UK Singles chart. Big thanks to Brenda Lee for spending some time with us, telling us some great Elvis stories. More interviews recorded at Nashville Elvis Festival and beyond in the weeks to come. Up next, something brand new from the Mavericks, from the album Brand New Day. This is I Will Be Yours.
Hey everyone, this is Raul Malo from the Mavericks, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
If you should want to,
same old chair, looking out the blind,
There ain't been a day gone by since she ain't on my mind. Goodbye, lonesome. Hello, baby doll. Goodbye, lonesome. You know you drive me wild. Well, the electricity on the line, she don't tell me she might know mine. Goodbye, lonesome. Hello, baby doll. She gets here, I'm telling you, we're gonna celebrate. All those hugs and kisses you couldn't calculate. When she holds me, I can't explain the way I feel inside. Goodbye, you all lonesome, I got myself a ride. Goodbye, lonesome, hello, baby doll. Goodbye, lonesome. Know you drive me wild. Well, the electricity on the line, she gon' tell me she might know mine. Goodbye, lonesome. Hello, baby doll.
Hey, this is Jammin' James Riley, and we get asked all the time about advertising on Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
You could ask yourself questions.
Listeners could be hearing about your brand right now.
New album,
festival,
vintage clothes,
whatever is a good fit.
We'll help you get the word out right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Email us now, rockabillyandbluesradiohour@gmail.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, bluesradiohour@gmail.com.
Hello, this is Wink Martindale. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Your source for rockabilly, blues, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Kieran McDonald in Goodbye Lonesome Hello Baby Doll. Up next is the latest from the Truly Lover Trio, featuring Ameripolitan Rockabilly male nominee Marcel Riesco. From their album Candy Kisses, this is Speed Limit.
Is there a speed limit, huh? The sky. Oh, does it matter how fast I can fly? You said you love me and how my heart sings. Since I found you alone, everything. My feet are walking along all the time. And my heart is flying, though it makes no sound. Cause I'm yours, you're mine every day. If I came to help it in my heart. Since I found you, well, I own everything. Since I found you, well, I own everything. Since I found you, well, I own everything.
It's Jittery Jack in the tune Heartbreaker. It's from the album Gonna Have a Time with Jittery Jack. Up next is someone we'll have on the show soon as well. 2013 Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Champion Dean Z puts on a phenomenal show from a project he did called The Sun Sessions. And of course, recorded at Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. Here's Dean Z and Mystery Train.
Hey everybody, this is Dean Z. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Talk, baby, talk.
A boy like me and a girl like you should talk.
Talk, baby, talk. I gotta hustle for the dollar player. But pretty baby, can I call you later? A boy like me wants a girl like you. Wants a girl like you.
Talk, baby, talk, talk.
There's a boy like me. Wants a girl like you.
Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio with All By Myself. Before that, we heard from 2017 Ameripolitan Awards winner for Rockabilly Male, Lance Lipinski, and The Lovers. A boy like me, a girl like you. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. If you're online, our website is rockabillyandblues.com. It's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. As always, it's Jammin' James Riley saying keep on rockin'.